So just allow your body to settle now in the most comfortable way that you can. And knowing that as you settle your body, maybe you get to stretch out, maybe you're sitting up and you put your feet up. It's really up to you what's most comfortable for you to receive and allow this comfortable relaxation so that we can go within for the inner mind to explore and discover, imagine and visualize. And as you settle, knowing that at some point you might like to adjust your body, you perfectly can, so that it's just right for you. But for now, let's start with taking those three big, deep breaths now, slowly and deeply. Three big, deep breaths, slowly and deeply, as you begin to release and let go. These are those deeper breaths that sort of act like an invitation that we're sending out to the whole body mind that says, come along today, let's loosen up, let's get comfortable, let's open up to receive and allow the positives. Positive thoughts, ideas, suggestions, images that allow you to move forward with your life. And so as your normal, natural rhythm of your breathing now begins to occur, let's bring your attention to right around the crown of your head. And imagine, kind of get a sense of, as though a loving touch was just gently gracing the crown of your head, and that kind of nurturing comfort began to spread all around the crown of your head, sort of circular, doing a circular motion around the crown of nurturing comfort. And it just began to spill down now over the forehead, your eyes, your nose, your mouth, your jaw muscles, facial muscles, releasing and letting go. Cross the back of the head and down, in through the tiny neck muscles, releasing. Receiving and allowing this nurturing comfort as it flows all around your head, your neck, your facial muscles, releasing, and gently sort of sliding down into your shoulders, those muscles in front, on top, in back of your shoulders just begin to loosen, unwind, and untangle as though they could sort of just loosen up and receive the warmth, the nurturing sensation of this gentle comforting that is yours with every breath. For every breath does allow for more comfort. You may recall that we have newly associated your breathing recently, once again as a reminder that as you breathe in, you're breathing in the positives to your mind, the comfort and the calm to your body. As you exhale, you're releasing negatives from the mind, tension or stress from the body. And your own internal tool now, because your breath does become a tool of 24/7 breathing in the positives, breathing in the comfort, exhaling the negatives, releasing tension, stress. So all around head, neck, and shoulders, down through upper arms, lower arms, hands, and fingers, release now as you comfort even more. It's almost as though, in a kind of way, if you could let any unwelcome thought or negativity of any kind. Just kind of flow down those arms, out the ends of the fingertips, into the universe where it can no longer harm you or anyone else. And through your chest, this sensation of comfort flows all around and all through. Through the chest, circling around, cross the upper back, releasing the bunch you've been carrying, dropping a burden or two, letting it go, just simply opening up to receive this comfortable circle of relaxation. It flows around through your solar plexus now. The I am-ness of you, your empowerment, body-mind communication center, ignited by this comfort, this calm. Circling around through your middle back, releasing. Each breath taking you deeper. And circling around again. Through hips and abs. And around again through the lower back. All the muscles, tissues, and fibers are soothing and smoothing. Just imagining soothing and smoothing out any rough edges. And this calm, comfortable sensation continues flowing then from hips down around through thighs, in through the knees, down through the calves, and in through the ankles, the heels, out through the feet and out through the toes. And now with one more nice, big, deep, cleansing breath in and release, we become twice as comfortable as you already are. And just allowing for this comfort, for this is a place where mind-body harmony does take place. The full-on oneness of your whole being. In this kind of homeostasis of a peaceful sensation that sort of builds all around and all through. Connecting minds, conscious, subconscious, body, mind, all one. Into a place of peacefulness and an open receptivity. A sort of knowing that right here, right now, in this comfortable peacefulness, even brand new healthy cells are forming. And this is a lovely time to sort of imagine your whole being at its best. Radiantly healthy, strong mind, strong body. Strong within first. And getting a sense of a deeper inner confidence with that inner strength. A kind of assured something within that allows you to connect more deeply within yourself about your very own radiantly healthy you. And kind of imagining that you could, at the top of your symbolic staircase, get a sense of seeing and sensing and feeling yourself in that radiantly healthy image. And what that might look like. And you could imagine and visualize it. What that might feel like. And to know that as you're sending these image messages to the deeper mind saying, yes, this is what I this is how I see it, this is what I want, this is how it feels good. And every step down reinforces these ideas. As we begin to do that reinforcement, we're readying ourselves for the journey today. And now, with the left foot first, we reinforce this positive image of yourself to the deeper mind now at 20, going down 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0, drifting deeper. And as you drift deeper and deeper now, negatives have completely dissipated, disintegrated. And just as a reminder on the mythic path that we're going on today, you do have your crystal. It's with you. It's always with you. It stands for your inner strength. You can shine it upon anything you want to know more about. You might wear it around your neck, carry it in your hand, or it's in your pocket. If you like to look at it, just simply do so. Get a sense of that crystal that's yours. It can do more. If need be, it can even draw a circle around you for protection. And it goes beyond that. It is your something helpful along the path that's there for you. Those also of you who have your wizard know that you can call upon your wizard anytime, anywhere, if you might need or want. But with your crystal, you are prepared as the door of your imagination opens, because today you climb the mountain trail with the night. And as you walk forward, you begin to imagine and visualize, as any or all of your senses heighten now, that you walk a trail that takes you to the edge where the unknown forest begins. And as those senses of yours heighten even more, just start noticing about your journey within, in the kind of way that would allow you, if you wanted to share it with a friend later, that you could describe it as it happens for you. So you're noticing, as you enter the forest on this trail, everything that is. The way forward goes towards the base of a mountain. The trail takes a curve, and you walk into a part of the forest where the low-hanging clouds cling to the treetops. What do you notice about this part of the forest? Just notice and allow yourself the sense of it all. Notice how it feels for you to be there. Maybe you're noticing even the essential something about this forest, and as you walk forward, you look over there, and what does the forest brook seem to be like? Just as the breeze comes along to lift the clouds, you find yourself able to cross the brook. And as you reach the other side, there he is, the knight of the mountain appears. Well, what are you noticing about this knight? What does he look like? How tall is he? What do you get the sense about him? What's the essential thing about the knight of the mountain? Curious, you want to know more. And so you do begin to find out that the knight is the guardian of the mountain trail. And the knight invites you to climb the mountain trail together. The way forward is up the mountain. As you climb along with the knight, what happens? Perhaps you and the knight begin to communicate. What do you talk about? What do you ask this knight of the mountain? Maybe you might even like to find out what matters most to this knight. And maybe even share with him what matters most to you. Let yourself imagine and visualize climbing the mountain with the knight and noticing as you climb all around what seems to be. And on this walk up the mountain, how do you feel about the knight? How do you feel about the night? Eventually, you reach the top of the mountain. What is it like? How do you feel there at the top? And here is where the knight lives, and he wants to show you his ancient home. Imagine this knight of the mountain wants to take you all around to his home here at the top. What does his ancient home look like? What's your favorite thing that you're finding out about this night? He invites you inside. You get to look all around. There is a tower to the home, and you climb up. And from this tower, you can look all around in all directions. Really imagine what that view is like. And how do you feel being there at the home of this knight in his castle-like home? At some point in your connection and communication with the knight as he shares his home with you, he takes off a ring from his hand and reads the inscription out loud. How do you feel about what he reads from the inscription of this ring? And then, surprisingly, the knight gives you the ring for your journey forward. It's almost as though the inscription on the ring were meant for you. And you put it on. You put on the ring of the knight and you wear it. How do you feel about this gift? At some point, the knight walks you down from the tower after he's given you his ring, and he lets you know that it somehow, some way, is going to assist you on your journey forward. And in this point in time, as you leave the knight at the top of the mountain, you find your way down and you begin to walk forward along the path, down and around the mountain. And it takes you deeper now. There's a fork that kind of leads you off by another stream where you walk deeper and deeper. There are glints of the sun coming through the foliage, and but it is a darker part of the forest now because it's thick with trees, and any or all of your senses are still heightened and you are noticing everything. And there's a sense that you're walking now following the curves and turns of a stream. So you're right alongside of this stream now, and there's a sense of, you see a tree branch that sort of is pointing down at something in the stream. And just where the stream splashes over the rocks, there in the stream bed are two ancient keys. Two ancient keys. What do they look like? Just become aware of how you get those keys, because you are feeling the call that these keys are yours to have, and you get them how you would get them. And what more do you see about these keys? What more do you see about these keys? At some point, as you're discovering about these two ancient keys, a friendly forest guide appears. It's one of these enchanted forests, you know, so many interesting characters that you meet along the way. The Knight of the Mountain, and now here's this friendly forest guide. And the friendly forest guide tells you about the legend of the ancient keys. That these keys will show the way to whatever they will unlock. Now, remember, if you're going to tell this story, your experience about being on the mythic path to a friend, you might really get sort of noticing about your friendly forest guide, what they're like, how they look, how they act, and how you feel about this friendly. And as well, how do you feel about the legend of the ancient keys? These keys show the way to whatever they will unlock. Perhaps you might imagine, get a sense of, what needs to be unlocked for you? How can these keys help you? So with your friendly forest guide, you walk forward now. And the keys show you the way to whatever the ancient keys will open. Take a few moments to imagine. Where do you go? What do you find? Where do the keys take you? They're to take you, each of them, to whatever they will unlock. Let yourself have that experience. Let yourself have a positive experience of unlocking something that's important for you to unlock. And find out what happens next. For each of you today, this unlocking has its own specific personal meaning. Just take a few more moments to discover what are the keys unlocking for you, where do they take you, and let yourself, even if you're not quite sure, let yourself have some kind of experience of being able to get somewhere new, knowing you have your crystal that's ever there as a protective stone of goodness, of light. It perhaps can shine on wherever you've gotten to with your key for unlocking this or unlocking that. Even holding your crystal might give you more information in a positive way that allows you to receive what is just right for you to receive for today from these keys that are yours. And at some point, something becomes answered about the two ancient keys and what they go to and what they unlock. And you are more available and attainable to attract even more about that. Perhaps later, but you have opened your heart and mind to receive what you've been available to receive at this time. But for now, just continue to know you have your ancient keys. And if you've unlocked something already, that's to your advantage. And that maybe sometime later, something more comes to you about unlocking. And your crystal can be there to help you as well. But for now, you take your keys. You've got your ring from the mountain night of the mountain. And you're on your journey once again as the path curves. And it curves in a way that just around the next bend, as you continue on your journey today, you come to the mystic grove of trees. It's a place of age-old mystery. And in the center of the trees are all the guardians, the friendly helpers, the supporters, and the guides from all your journeys. And even more beings and more. This clearing where the mystic grove of trees are circling it is just filled with your guides, helpers, supporters, and even more beings and others. And each in turn, as they invite you, as you come into the circle of them, they come forward, each of them, with a special gift for you. And they explain why it is important. Some of you may remember the juggling jester, the dragon, the wizard. The knight of the mountain is even there. Even though the knight of the mountain has already given you a ring, he may have more for you today. For this is the ceremony, the mystic ceremony of the grove, allowing you to really know how it feels to be with your supporters and all about the gifts they give you. What are their gifts and what do they mean? It's just a journey of receiving and allowing. Allowing and receiving. And as they one by one come to you, even more deeper inner support is felt by you as all the guides, helpers, supporters, in a way, are celebrating you in this mystic grove. How nice it is to be celebrated. And as you can celebrate with them for the fact that you've had willingness to take these journeys on the mythic path, for you've been willing to take the journey today, there's something about that willingness, that at some point in time, whether now or later, allows you to know that you're very glad that you did. And so, what comes to you in the way of gifts from your guides and supporters, there is that sense deeper within that your guides, helpers, supporters all will always be there for you whenever you want them. And so with thanks all around for the feeling of this journey in its completion is you are being present to all the gifts that are yours as you allow the receiving. Also allow the gifts. And though these images may fade for now, in your full appreciation of your journey and what has taken place today, and your receiving and allowing, giving a positive focusing to this experience, as the images fade, the strength of them always stays with you, as you know, that when we begin to come up and out, we bring back the good, the positive, the true, and the beauty from this experience today, so that at zero, we reinforce it all. And as we begin to come up and out, that goodness flows with you at one with a deep cleansing breath in and release. Two, realizing where you've placed yourself, the room you're in. Three, a wonderful sense of well-being, being very, very comfortable. Four, more alert and awake. And now five, eyes open, wide awake and alert. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Eyes open, wide awake and alert. All right, we wrapped up our mythic path journeys today. Next week, we start a new month and we're going to help you find ways to release fear and anxiety. So I'll see you next week. Hope you got a little bit of a release today and enjoyed your fun times with the Mythic Journeys, and look forward to seeing you next week.
So thank long. You very much.
Bye-bye. Thank you. You're welcome. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. And I know Leah was trying to get in here, but Leah, are you there? I can just tell her. Yeah. No. Oh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.